ever feel like your healthcare expertise could be used in a whole different way? Like maybe all those long shifts and those high pressure decisions are like training you for something even bigger. You're not alone. We are diving into the world of healthcare professionals who have made the leap to entrepreneurship.
It's a fascinating trend. And we are seeing it more and more.
Absolutely.
Healthcare workers are taking their skills, their experience, and building something amazing, outside the traditional hospital setting.
We've got an incredible article packed with real-world examples and practical tips to guide us through this deep dive. But first, let's address the elephant in the room. Healthcare is demanding, right? Long hours, emotional strain, and sometimes it feels like the system just doesn't get you.
Yeah, you're spot on.
Yeah.
That's why so many healthcare professionals are drawn to entrepreneurship. Imagine setting your own hours, choosing projects that truly align with your passions, and having a direct impact on the problems you care about most. That's the kind of freedom entrepreneurship can offer.
Okay, you've convinced me that I might have some hidden entrepreneurial talent lurking beneath my scrubs. But spill the beans. Like, what are these secret skills that healthcare professionals possess that make them so well suited for entrepreneurship?
Well, think about it. Every day, you're diagnosing complex medical cases, analyzing symptoms, and coming up with solutions, often under intense pressure. Guess what? That's the same kind of problem-solving muscle you need in the business world.
So it's like I'm already doing like entrepreneurial workouts without even realizing it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it goes beyond problem-solving. You're a master communicator.
Okay.
Explaining complicated procedures to patients in a way they understand, that's gold when you're pitching your business idea to investors or connecting with potential clients.
And let's not forget about leadership. I mean, leading a team of nurses in a hectic ER, that's basically startup life, just with fewer ventilators and more board meetings.
You're hitting the nail on the head. Healthcare professionals are often natural leaders, accustomed to making tough decisions, motivating others, and staying calm under pressure. Those are invaluable skills in any entrepreneurial venture.
And what about empathy? You're constantly dealing with people at their most vulnerable, building trust and understanding their needs. That's got to be like a superpower in the business world too, right?
Absolutely. Building strong relationships is essential for any successful business, especially in healthcare. Your ability to connect with people on a human level is a huge asset. And the article we're diving into is filled with real-world examples of healthcare professionals who have leveraged these very skills to build thriving businesses.
Okay, so we've established that healthcare pros are basically entrepreneurial ninjas in disguise. But what kind of businesses are we talking about? What are some paths that naturally align with a healthcare background?
Let's jump into some specific examples that really highlight the possibilities.
Okay.
First up, healthcare consulting. Imagine using your insider knowledge to help hospitals, clinics, or even startups improve their efficiency, navigate complex regulations, or enhance patient care.
So you're like a healthcare whisperer,
Yes.
guiding organizations towards success. I like it.
Then there's health and wellness coaching. This field is booming, and who better to guide people towards better health than someone with your expertise? You could create personalized plans, offer nutrition advice, lead fitness programs, or even specialize in a specific area, like stress management or chronic disease prevention.
It's almost like being a doctor, but instead of handing out prescriptions, you're handing out lifestyle prescriptions
Yes.
for success. What about leveraging the power of the internet?
The online world is a gold mine for healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
Think about creating online courses to train aspiring healthcare workers, writing ebooks on specific health conditions, or even launching a YouTube channel to share your knowledge and passion with a wider audience. It's all about making valuable healthcare information accessible and engaging.
Okay, that's blowing my mind a little. I'm starting to see so many possibilities.
And we can't forget telehealth. It's a game changer, allowing you to offer consultations and services remotely, breaking down geographical barriers, and providing care to patients who might not have access to traditional healthcare settings. Imagine the flexibility of working from anywhere while still making a profound impact on people's lives.
Telehealth really is the future, isn't it?
Yes.
And I bet the pandemic really accelerated its adoption.
Yeah.
Speaking of sharing your expertise, what about the good old-fashioned blog or vlog?
Don't underestimate the power of blogging or vlogging. You can build a community around your content, become a trusted voice in your field, and even generate income through ads or sponsored content.
It's incredible how many different paths there are, and they all build on the skills and experience you already have as a healthcare professional. It's like a whole secret world has just opened up.
Exactly. The key is to find what resonates with you. What are you most passionate about? What problem are you uniquely positioned to solve?
That's such a good question for our listener to ponder. What gets you fired up? What's that thing you wish someone had helped you with, or a service you wish existed? Maybe that's your entrepreneurial calling.
Right.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
This all sounds incredible.
Yeah.
But how do I actually make this transition?
Right.
Where do I even begin?
Right. It's one thing to dream about being a healthcare entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But actually taking those first steps can feel really daunting.
Right.
Like, luckily, our source lays out a clear roadmap to help make the leap smoother.
Yeah. Yeah. The first step is to really hone in on your niche.
Okay.
What are you most passionate about within healthcare? What specific skills and experiences do you want to leverage?
It's like finding that sweet spot where your expertise meets a real need in the market.
Exactly.
I'm already getting excited just thinking about it.
Once you have a clearer vision.
Yeah.
It's time to create a business plan.
Oh, business plan.
Now, I know business plans can sound daunting.
Yeah, they do.
But think of it as a simple blueprint for your success.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be a massive, complicated document.
Oh, good. I was worried about that.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Think of it more like a GPS for your entrepreneurial journey.
I like that.
Helping you stay on track and navigate any unexpected detours along the way.
Yes, love that.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about outlining your goals, your target audience, the services you'll offer.
Okay.
And how you plan to make money.
Okay.
And don't worry, there are tons of resources and templates available online to help you create a business plan that works for you.
And in today's digital world,
yes,
building a strong online presence is absolutely crucial.
Absolutely.
It's not just about having a fancy website or social media profile.
You got it.
Yeah.
Think of your online presence as your digital storefront.
Okay.
It's how you connect with potential clients, showcase your expertise,
mm-hmm.
and build your credibility.
Right.
A well-designed website.
Yeah.
Active social media channels and engaging content can make all the difference in attracting and retaining clients.
That's like your digital handshake with the world.
Exactly.
And speaking of connections, let's talk about networking.
Yes.
Our source really emphasizes how important this is for entrepreneurial success.
Networking is absolutely key.
Yeah.
Think about attending industry events.
Oh.
Joining online communities for healthcare entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Or even reaching out to specific people you admire for informational interviews.
Oh, wow.
Hearing firsthand from those who have walked the path you're considering can be incredibly valuable and inspiring.
It's all about building those relationships and tapping into a supportive community.
Exactly.
You know, one thing that always holds me back is the fear of risk.
Mm.
Leaving a stable healthcare job with a steady paycheck.
Yeah.
It can feel terrifying.
I get it. It's a common concern.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Any new venture involves some level of risk.
Right.
The key is to manage that risk through careful planning, research, and maybe even starting small.
So it's not about throwing caution to the wind and diving headfirst into the unknown.
Right.
It's about taking calculated steps and building a solid foundation.
Exactly.
I like that.
You can even start your business as a side hustle.
Okay.
While you're still working in healthcare.
Oh, that's good.
This allows you to test the waters.
Yeah.
Build your business gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And make the transition smoother when you're ready.
Right.
It takes the pressure off and allows you to learn and grow at your own pace.
That's such a relief to hear.
Good.
Starting small and scaling up sounds much less intimidating than going all in right away.
Yes, definitely.
You know, another myth I've always believed is that you need a business degree to be a successful entrepreneur.
That's a common misconception.
Really?
But it's not necessarily true.
Oh, okay.
While formal education in business can be helpful,
right,
it's not always essential.
Huh?
Passion, experience, and a willingness to learn can be just as valuable.
Oh, wow.
There are tons of online resources, courses, and mentorships available to help you acquire the business skills you need along the way.
So it's more about having the drive and determination to learn and grow.
Yes.
Rather than having a specific degree on your resume.
Exactly.
I love that. Now, what about the idea that you need to have a completely unique, never before seen idea to make it as an entrepreneur?
That's another myth that holds people back.
Oh, really?
Many successful businesses are built on improving existing ideas or finding a new way to solve an old problem. Don't underestimate the power of a fresh perspective and your unique experiences as a healthcare professional.
Right.
You bring valuable insights and a deep understanding of the healthcare landscape that others might not have.
So it's not about reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
It's about taking something that already exists and making it better.
Exactly.
Or applying it in a new and innovative way.
Right.
That's a much more approachable way to think about it.
Absolutely.
And finally, let's address the misconception that entrepreneurship is a lonely road.
Yes.
Building a business can be challenging at times, but you don't have to do it alone.
You're absolutely right.
There are so many resources and communities available to support you on your journey.
That's so important.
It's easy to feel isolated when you're first starting out.
Yeah.
But surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals can make all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how can healthcare professionals find that sense of community and support as they transition into entrepreneurship?
Connect with other entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Join online groups and forums.
Mm-hmm.
Find mentors who have experience in your chosen field.
Right.
And attend industry events and conferences.
Okay.
You'll be amazed at how many people are willing to share their knowledge, offer advice, and cheer you on along the way.
Oh, wow.
You're not alone in this journey.
Okay, we've covered the why, the how, and even busted some myths.
We did.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
Making a big career shift like this comes with challenges.
It does.
What are some of the hurdles healthcare professionals might face as they transition into entrepreneurship?
Well, as with any new venture, there's going to be a learning curve.
Okay.
You'll need to acquire new skills related to business management, marketing, mm-hmm. finance, and all that fun stuff.
Right.
It's like going back to school.
Yeah.
But for your business.
And it's not just about learning new skills, right?
Right.
There's also the emotional roller coaster that comes with entrepreneurship.
You got it.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship can be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy.
Right.
There will be uncertainty, ups and downs, and moments of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Being mentally prepared for that is important.
Yeah.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
But it's also incredibly rewarding.
It's like running a marathon. You need to pace yourself.
Yes.
Fuel your body and mind and be prepared for the inevitable hills and valleys along the way.
That's a great analogy.
Okay, good.
And speaking of pacing yourself,
yeah,
let's talk about time management.
Okay.
This is a huge challenge, especially if you're starting your business while still working your healthcare job.
Right. Finding that balance between your current commitments and building your dream can be a real juggling act.
It is.
Like having two full-time jobs.
Which is why self-care and setting boundaries are so important.
Yes.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
Make sure you're prioritizing your physical and mental health.
Yeah.
Setting realistic expectations.
Yeah.
And taking breaks when you need them.
Right.
Burnout is a real risk.
Yeah.
So it's crucial to listen to your body and mind.
Wow. We've really covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Hello.
From uncovering those hidden entrepreneurial skills that we have as healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
To exploring a whole universe of business ideas.
It's been fun.
It's been an eye-opening journey.
It has.
And we didn't shy away from the real stuff either.
Right.
We talked about the practical steps to making this transition.
Yeah.
From identifying your niche and crafting a business plan.
Right.
To building a killer online presence and finding your entrepreneurial tribe.
Your people.
And we even tackled some of those pesky myths that can hold us back.
Yeah.
Like needing a business degree or having to come up with a completely groundbreaking idea.
Which is just not true.
Not true at all.
No.
What's been most inspiring to me is seeing how this shift from healthcare to entrepreneurship isn't just about changing careers. It's about something much bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like this deep desire to use our skills and passions to make a real difference in the world, but maybe on our own terms.
Yeah.
And in a way that aligns with our values.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious what's sticking with you. What's that one nugget of wisdom or insight that's really resonating with you?
For me, it's the reminder that we already possess So many of the skills needed to succeed as entrepreneurs. Mm. We're problem solvers, communicators, leaders. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, we have that deep empathy that allows us to connect with people on a human level.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so empowering to realize that we're not starting from scratch. We have this incredible foundation to build upon.
So I want to leave our listener with a few questions to ponder as they continue on this journey.
Okay.
What aspect of entrepreneurship resonated most with you today? What problem within healthcare are you uniquely positioned to solve based on your experiences and passions?
And if you could wave a magic wand and create a business that seamlessly blends your healthcare expertise with your heart's desire, what would that look like?
Let those questions simmer. Mm. The answers might just surprise you and lead you down a path you never expected.
Yeah.
Remember, the journey from healthcare to entrepreneurship may be challenging, but it's also filled with opportunities for growth, freedom, and deep fulfillment.
So are you ready to write your next chapter?